Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
I hope that everyone is having a great morning so far.
So far.
We should be because the Lord woke us up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's just begin to usher in the presence of the Lord on the line this morning. Let's just begin to thank Him and praise Him. Lord, we love you. We thank you, God. We invite you in, oh God. Come on in, God. Come in, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way on this line today, Father. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Come in, Lord.
We thank you, God. We lift you up, God. We magnify you, Lord.
We magnify you, Lord Jesus. We thank you.
Thank
you, Father God. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you.
Yes. Continue to lift up the name of the Lord. Continue to usher in His presence. And we're going to go ahead and get started with our first prayer lead. But don't stop ushering in the presence of the Lord. Participate in the prayer. Amen. Brother Barry, you can go right ahead. Wait a minute, Brother Barry.
Okay. Can you hear me?
You can go ahead now. Go ahead. We can hear you now.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Johnson. I'm coming to you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio. This morning, I will spend a moment in prayer focusing on the various precincts, districts, and council members, specifically in Cleveland and Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as the rest of the world. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with our hearts full of gratitude and hope for our communities in Cleveland and Ohio. We lift up the leaders of our cities, asking for your guidance and wisdom as they serve their constituents and strive for progress. In Cleveland, we remember former Councilman Bashir Jones, who represented the 7th District, and former council president and now Judge Kevin Kelly, who continues to serve the city with dedication. We pray that you grant them strength as they make decisions for the rest of their lives. May they be judged by integrity and a commitment to justice for all. In Cincinnati, we lift up Mayor Aftab Shirival and council members such as Jan Michelle Lemon Kearney, who serves the 4th District, and Jeff C. Pastor, who formerly served the 10th District. We ask, Lord, that you give them clarity of vision and compassion as they work through the rest of their lives. As these leaders navigate the challenges and opportunities, we ask that you bless them with courage. Help them to prioritize the needs of the people they serve, and to foster unity within their districts. May they listen to the voices of their constituents and include them in the decisions that affect their lives. We also pray for the precincts in both cities, including the dedicated members of the police and fire departments. Father, protect these men and women as they work tirelessly to keep our streets safe. Grant them wisdom and discernment in their duties. Father, we ask for peace and cooperation among the districts. May they come together to share resources and collaborate on projects that uplift our communities. Ignite a spirit of teamwork and understanding among all precincts and council members. Additionally, remind us as citizens of our role in supporting our leaders. Help us to engage in our local governments, provide feedback, and advocate for the changes we wish to see. May we all strive for a city where justice, equality, and love prevail. Let our prayers for Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the rest of the world resonate in the hearts of our leaders. Let them feel the support of a community that believes in their potential to enact positive change. Father, we hope for a future where all citizens can thrive and enjoy a high quality of life. Father, this morning and every morning, thanks for your word. And because of your word, I am able to quote a few scriptures that relate to city and local governance. Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Precious Lord, we pray that our leaders surround themselves with wise counsel. May they seek advice from trusted advisors and community members to make informed decisions that reflect the interest of all citizens. Jeremiah 29:7, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. Heavenly Father, we ask you to grant our leaders a heart for peace and community. Help them strive for the well-being of their districts, knowing that a thriving community benefits everyone. Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. The great I Am, we acknowledge that all authority comes from you. Help our city officials to fulfill their roles with a sense of purpose and divine responsibility. May they recognize the impact of their decisions on our communities. We also pray for the crucial services provided by law enforcement and first responders in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the rest of this world. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. May God, my God, we thank you for those who keep our communities safe and well. Bless them with courage and wisdom as they protect and serve. Help them to balance justice with mercy in their daily work, keeping the well-being of all at heart. Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes. Dear God, we pray that you touch the hearts of our leaders, guiding them towards decisions that foster unity, peace, and healing in our communities. Psalm 20:4, may he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. Merciful Father, inspire each council member and public official to pursue their purpose, serving their districts with passion and commitment in their efforts. May they find fulfillment and joy. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. God Almighty, help our city leaders to embody justice and mercy in all their dealings. May they be humble servants who prioritize the needs of their community members. Psalm 133:1. Behold, how good and how pleasant is it for brothers to dwell together in unity. Most High, We ask that you instill a spirit of unity among our city officials. May they work together harmoniously, setting aside differences for the greater good of their communities. As we lift up these scriptures in prayer, we express our fervent desire for Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the rest of the world to be cities where righteousness, justice, and peace reign. May our cities be filled with mercy, wisdom, and unwavering love. May we stand united in our mission to serve, uplift, and inspire one another. To the magnificent, marvelous, matchless, and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I will turn it back over to our prayer lead, and for those of you all that have to leave, have a pleasant day and continue to plant a seed for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Barry, for walking us through the scriptures and as they relate to those who rule over us. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning on our prayer call. It is starting out and we are learning some things. We are now able, if we weren't able to, we're able to put some scriptures to the authorities.
Good morning,
and
everybody.
We thank Brother Barry for that. Go ahead, what were you saying?
I'm finished.
Oh, okay. And again, we thank you all for joining us this morning. This week, we are praying for the government, different aspects of the government. So make sure that you are on the line. Make sure that you are inviting those that are around you, especially those who are not voting, those who are voting, everybody, because those who aren't voting we need to be in prayer for them as to encouraging them to vote, and for those who are voting that they will have wisdom as they are voting. Today is Wednesday, and we will sow our $24 midweek sacrifice. You can sow that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can give by way of our website at ekcministries.org. While you are on the website, look around, see everything that's on there. There's a place for prayer requests. So if you have a special prayer request, we ask that you will put your prayer request in there so that we can add you to our prayer list and we know exactly what concerns you and we can be in prayer with you regarding that. There's also a place where that you can go back and hear the prayer archive. So if you've missed one day, you can go back and listen, or you can actually share that page as well to others. There's a place for a GPS. For those who don't know, that is Guiding People to Salvation. It is a 1 minute or less testimony that you can give of how the Lord has blessed you, how he's turned your life around, or it's just a scripture reading, something to encourage others towards Christ. If you are not receiving our text messages and emails and you would like to keep track of what's going on with the ministry, text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444 so that you can stay up to date with everything that's going on. At this time, I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Good morning, people of God. Good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. This has been a good week of prayer for the ones that have been here all week. I pray that you have been blessed. Hey, this morning, My mother calls me early. I'm going to tell y'all. She calls me early to say, aren't you up? I am. I am. She said, you don't have a song? I don't. But then I did. I did get a song because I think ultimately, before we worry about all of it, before we get too concerned and too overwhelmed, I just want to keep encouraging our people. So if y'all are listening with me, I'm just going to be, it's only going to play a little bit, and then I'm going to get right on into my prayer. But the song is I Trust in God. I love this song, I Trust in God.
Jesus is mine. He's been my horseman in the fight, time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary. More than one. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, who will never fail. He will never fail.
Just have to continue to believe. I wanted to encourage somebody this morning as we go into prayer. My portion of prayer this morning was for the U.S. Senate, and I did do a little bit of reading, but this is the thing that stood out to me about the U.S. Senate. The Senate and the House provides a check and balance of power of the executive and judicial branches of government. It's a check and balance. It's a check and balance. And so let us pray. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, there's none like you, O God, in all the earth. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory that is due your name, O God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace, O God. Lord, that we understand that we always can come boldly, Lord, but humbly, knowing that we can ask anything according to your will, and you would grant it unto us, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of your people, O God. And Lord, as this week, as we have been lifting up different branches of government, O God, Lord, as we have called out names, O God, and Lord, as we have focused in on different things, O God, Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you have put men in place, men and women in place of leadership, O God, Lord, to bring a check and balance, O God, Lord, to not have absolute power, but Lord, that they have been able to bring the check and the balance, O God. And Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would give these people wisdom, O God. Lord, give them wisdom, O God, to execute their office correctly, O God. Lord, fairly, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, when confusion came into the land, O God, Lord, when your people didn't know which way to go, O God, Lord, your answer was always leadership. Your answer was always a man or a woman, O God. Lord, a judge, Lord Jesus. Lord, to bring in leadership, O God. Lord, to bring in direction for your people, O God. So, Lord, we know that this is established way back in your word, O God. So, Lord, now our portion of it is to, Lord, to pray for our leaders, O God. Lord, to pray for our leaders, O God. Lord, not just the spiritual leaders, O God, but even as we have focused in on this week, Lord, to pray for our leaders, the leaders of the nation, the leaders of the cities, the leaders of the states, O God. Lord, that we lift them up to you, O God. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus,
that you have even given us a word this morning, that someone will say, I trust in God because you never fail, O God. Lord, you never fail. Lord, that when men mess it up, O God, Lord, that you are a God that never fails, and that we can put our trust in you, O God, the God that hears, the God that answers. Lord, that we can run to you, O God, because you are our refuge and our fortress, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that your word says that we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, O God. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we give you glory, O God, for you are so worthy of the praise, O God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you have even brought us to a time where we have the privilege, O God, to vote however we want to vote, O God. Lord, that nobody can condemn us for our choice, O God. But, Lord, that it is our choice, O God. Lord, sometimes we make things overly spiritual, O God. Lord, that we're so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good, O God. But, Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would allow us, O God, as we go out, Lord, remember, O God, the times where there was not we did not have the ability to vote, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that we remember that our people had to pay $2 to vote. They had to choose between feeding their family or voting, O God. But, Lord, that we have the privilege, the honor, the ability to go out and vote, O God. Lord, we know we don't want to encourage anybody in any way, O God. Let that be their own personal conviction. Let that be their own personal choice. But, Lord, let them know that no matter who's in office, O God, Lord, that you sit on the throne, that you cannot be removed. Oh, we thank you that we don't vote you in or vote you out, O God. But, Lord, your power is absolute, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you reign, that you reign, that you reign. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the people that are on the line, O God. Lord, that we understand sometimes that it doesn't even feel like whoever is in power, that our life changes, O God. But, Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you would give us the strength, O God, to get out of our boxes, get out of our old thinking, O God. Lord, move the needle forward, O God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you move and you reign, O God. Lord, that you have power, O God. And, Lord, that you have given us power over the enemy, even now, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, let us not look at other people as our enemy, O God. Let us, if that's their choice, that's their choice, but don't let us have our hearts get hardened towards other people, O God. Lord, let us continue to show love. Lord, let us continue to show our kindness. Lord, let us continue to reach out our hands. Lord, let us continue to pray. Lord, let us continue to do our part as to lift one another up, O God. Lord, as to lift one another up in prayer. Lord, as to lift you up, O God. Lord, as we lift our holy hands unto you, O God, in worship, O God, in prayer, O God, as you hear us, O God. Lord, that your word says that you are near to us, O God. Lord, that as we seek you, we will find you, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you have brought in checks and balances in our lives, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you have moved and reigned in our lives, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that maybe the people on the Senate, in the House of the Senate, Lord, we understand, Lord Jesus, that everybody is not saved. But, Lord, maybe that is our peace, Lord Jesus. Lord, that someone will go and plant a seed and another one will water. And, Lord, we understand that you bring the increase. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we praise you, oh God. But we do know that we're asking that they do the job, that they do it in fairness, that they do it in balance. Lord, that it's not just for them. Lord, that it's not just so that their people will be on top. But Lord, that it'll be a balance, that it would be fair. And we thank you for it, oh God. Lord, that they will see all people, that they will see all people, and they will bring in that equal justice. We thank you for it, oh God. We praise you for it, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, because you are so worthy. You are so worthy. You are so worthy, oh God. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. There is none like you, oh God, in all the earth. And we don't fail to give your name the glory. We don't fail to give your name the honor. We don't fail to give your name the praise that you are due every morning. Every morning. Your mercies are new. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. And we love you. And we claim all of these things under the blood. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. As I said before, people of God, trust in God because he will never fail. I pray that your day is blessed, your week is blessed. And at this time, I'm going to hand it back over to our host, Minister Erica. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Trust in God. We have to trust in God. Sister Shonda said that we won't fail to praise him. So let's just praise him now. Let's just praise him now.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Continue to praise him. Continue to lift him up. Continue to magnify his name because he is worthy. He is so worthy. Continue to just praise him. As the prayers are going forth, continue to praise. Be activated within the prayer. Don't just sit back and listen. Amen. Say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Lift him up. Get into your own prayer. Let's just be on one accord today, praising him and lifting him up and speaking to the Lord. At this time, I am going to go ahead and turn it right over to our next prayer lead.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my prayer today was on the House of Representatives, which consists of congressmen and women. In the House of Representatives, 435 a representative of the 50 states. Each state's supposed to send two people to the House of Representatives. And what I found out unique about them is that they have the power to elect the president in case of an electoral college tie. So if it's a tie, the House of Representatives has the power to elect our president. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor because, God, you rule and you reign. All power belongs to you in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you said, God, that we can come and we can ask anything in your name and that you will grant it unto us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, this week we are praying about our people that's representing us in Washington, D.C. God, I stand in proxy and begin to intercede for the people, God, that makes the decisions on our behalf. I pray that you'll begin to touch their heart, God. I pray, God, that you'll begin to open their eyes that they may see, God. Because you said, God, that we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. Who is our neighbors, God? Lord, we have to love the poor. We have to love people no matter what color they are, no matter what they represent. You told us to love, God. And so, God, I come against the spirit of hate. I come against the spirit of division. I come against the spirit of confusion because you said in your word, God, that you're not the author of confusion. I come against the spirit of destruction. I come against a lying spirit in the name of Jesus that want to rule and want to reign because you said no liar will be able to stand in your sight. You said no liar, God, because you said in the book of Proverbs, one thing that you hate a liar. So, God, I come against that spirit that's in the world today that wants to rule and reign. I come against that spirit that called wrong right and right wrong in the name of Jesus, God. And so, God, we stand in proxy. We intercede for the people, God, that's making decisions on our behalf. But, God, we know that we belong to you. And no matter who's in office, God, you have the heart of man. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, that we can continue to witness, we can continue to minister to people, God, because we belong to you. And you said we are in this world, but we're not of this world. So we have to continue to fast and pray and intercede, call those things that's not as though they already were. Lord, not living in fear, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. God, we thank you that our mind is sound in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we don't have to follow after man that's not following after you. We thank you, God, that we can make our decisions based on the word of God, that we won't get confused, that we won't get distracted, that we won't get caught up so that we'll begin to hate. And we'll begin to look at people in a different way. That's not what you called us to do. It's not only going to be black people in heaven. It's not only going to be Chinese people. You said you got 7,000 that ain't bowed the knee to Baal. So, God, we have to learn to love unconditionally. Not love because you love me. Well, I love you because you love me, but I don't love him because he don't love me. He don't know. No, God, that's not how your people supposed to be. Lord God, so give us the grace and the mercy, God, to be able to look beyond what's going on in the world that we ain't so caught up. Because you said, whom the Lord set free is free indeed. God, we're free in you. We are free in you to make decisions, God, in our lives based on you, God. Because we could seek your face and say, Lord, which way do I go? How do I do this, God, that you know you're making the right decision, but you're not making a decision based on color. You're not making a decision based on what people are saying, but you're making a decision based on how would you want people to live? How would you want people to navigate this world? How would you not want people to suffer, God, under dictatorship, Lord, because that's not you. You say, we get to choose. You say, but I wish above all things that you would choose life, that you and your children may live. But you gave us a choice, God, and we get to choose. And so we thank you for that, that we have in you, that we're not in bondage, that we're not in corruption, and that no corrupt communication comes out of our mouth, but we speak word that's seasoned with salt, God, that people will hear and know that we serve a mighty God, that we serve an awesome God, that we serve a God that cares about everything in our lives, God. And so we thank you, Lord, but you don't want us putting no statue in front of you. You don't want nothing in front of you, God, because you said you are jealous, God. So, Lord, we got to know that no matter what, You have the answer no matter what. You hear the conversations in darkness no matter what. You are all-knowing God. You know everything before it even happened, God. And we thank you and we praise you. How you cover our lives under the blood. How you lead and direct us, God. And what direction to go. What to say, what not to say. Sometimes, Lord, we be talking and you will whisper and say, be quiet. Be quiet. You ain't got to tell everything. You ain't got to keep talking. Especially if it's not edifying. And so, God, we have to repent and ask for forgiveness in the things that we say and do that's not like you. Because no matter what, we got to represent you, God. No matter where we go, even when we go on the boat, we got to represent you. And we are thankful and grateful that we are able to vote. And we are praying, God, that the young people will understand, God, all the things that our ancestors went through just to get us to be able to vote today. They got to understand, God. I come against that spirit. My vote don't mean nothing. My vote don't count. All our votes count, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to understand, God, the things that the people suffered and went through just to be able to cast a vote. In the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you because you say you see neither male nor female. And, God, as a spirit out there trying to shut down the females, I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus because that's not you, God. And we thank you and we praise you, God, because that's not you. And so, God, you're not coming against the women. Lord, you're not saying for the women to sit down, shut their mouths, and be quiet, God. It's a spirit that's going around in the land, and that's not of you. But we got to know what you're saying, God. In these last and evil days, what are you saying to your people, God? In the name of Jesus, because you said false prophets would rise up. You said that, God. You said that in the last day, it'll be people coming, talking about day to Christ. But they are not the Christ. They're the Antichrist. They're not you. Because even you don't know when you was coming back. Because your father didn't tell you. And so when I hear people saying, you coming, they don't know. Because you said, we don't know the day or the hour. But we got to be ready. When you do come, we got to be ready, God, in the name of Jesus. So we can't get just caught up, focus on things that seem like it's destroying us. But God, you're not destroying us. You got us covered, God. It's you who we look to. It's you who supply the need. It's you who opens up the window from heaven and pours out a blessing, God. It's you. It's not man, God. And so we thank you that we have you, that we can call on, that we can submit to. We thank you, God, that you love us, God. We thank you, God, that you accepted us, Lord. We thank you that you died on the cross. But you got up with all power. And then you gave us power. And we have to learn, God. Greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. And we got to begin to call those things as not as though they already were. We got to walk by faith and not by sight, God. Because when we look at the things in front of us, surely we could fall down. When we hear the things that's going on in the world, God, surely we could give up. But we got to know, don't no matter what's going on, we got you. And we're thankful and we're grateful and we're asking, God, as the people go to Washington and as they're voted in, that they'll remember the people that they went there to serve. And they won't get so caught up, God, in the money. They won't get so caught up, God, that they'll do anything to be important, but God, let them remember, God, the people that they're supposed to serve, and they just not serving themselves. So God, help us to make the right decision as we go to the voting booth to vote. Give us the wisdom and the understanding, God. But let us not be angry and mad at the people who don't vote like us. Just let us pray, God. Let us intercede for them, God, in the name of Jesus. because everybody gets to choose. And I thank you, God, that we all, God, chose you and gave you to be head of our lives, God. So I pray, God, for the people that's on the line this morning. I pray that every need is met in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for healing, God. I pray, God, because you said that by your stripes, we already healed. Lord, you said lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for any family on the line that's going through, God. I pray, God, that you will meet them where they at in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, Lord, whatever they're going through, God, that you are God that answered, that you the only God that answered according to your word. And so, God, I pray, God, whatever they ask them, that you would bless them, God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need. I pray, God, for Bishop and Sister Lenore. I pray that you will continue to strengthen them, touch their mind, touch their heart, God. Continue to lead them in the right direction, following you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that every need be met in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will open up the heart of your people, God, that they will continue to give like never before, God. Not, God, unto man, but unto you, God. Because you was angry about your house not being the way it was supposed to be. Help us to know, God, that anything we do in ministry costs money, God, in the name of Jesus. And when the disciples came to you about that money, you sent them to get that money out of that fish. You said, render unto Caesar what Caesar's and unto God what God. So help us, God, to render unto you what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, because you said, God, that we are planting. We're planting. And we're going to reap what we're planting. But God, we got to plant something. We can't be saying, Lord, open up a window and pour me out a blessing. And then you saying, Lord, you say, hold on, let me look at my book and see. Well, no, let me see now. Yeah, you ain't planted in a year. You got to plant so you can receive. So, God, help us to be obedient to your word. Help us to be obedient to you, God. Help us to follow you like never before. Help us to know, God, that destruction is not coming to us, that we're not going to be destroyed because you're God. And you rule and you reign. We're thankful and we're grateful. And so, God, we call those things that's not as though they already were. We speak to every mountain that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We touch and agree that it's done by faith. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and honor. Because you're the only one that's due the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we thank you for it. And we call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for your prayer. Thank you, all everyone who has prayed today. And thank you all for joining us on the prayer line. We are here Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Make sure that you come in when you can. If you have to leave early, that's fine. And make sure that you share this prayer line with others so that they can feel the power of the Lord through this prayer so that they can get their day started with prayer. Today is Wednesday, and we sow our midweek sacrifice of $24. In addition to that, Bishop was asking on Sunday that we would sow our $50 Jubilee seed. So let's sow our seeds today, whether it is the $24 midweek sacrifice or if it's the $50 seed or if it's $5. Let's sow a seed today. Let's sow into this ministry. You can sow by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can sow on our website at ekcministries.org. while you are on the website, I encourage you to leave your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. We all have a story. We all have a testimony. We all have something that can encourage someone else toward the Lord or encourage them in something that they're going through in their life. We don't have to wait for a set time to release our story. We can release it today. We can touch someone today. So I encourage you to go to the website and leave your 1 minute GPS. It can be audio or video, 1 minute or less. If you would like to be a prayer lead or a prayer host, call the office at 216-475-6327. If you aren't able to do a full 15-minute prayer, that's fine. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear the Lord speak through you in your 5 minutes. Give us a call. Let us know that you want to be a part of this ministry. You want to be a part of this power, hour of power going forth. And you will be trained and you will be added to the list of prayer leads. This Sunday is First Sunday. So if you are in the Cleveland area, make sure that you are at the AC Hotel in Orange Village so that you can have fellowship this Sunday, First Sunday. Today we had prayers from Brother Barry on the precincts, the districts, and the councilmen. Sister LaShonda prayed all regarding the U.S. Senate, and Sister Cynthia prayed regarding the House of Representatives. This week we are praying for our government. And those were the prayers that we heard today. One thing that stood out to me in each of the prayers is that they were praying for unity, for peace, for healing, for fairness and balance. That's all we want. That's what we want. We want to be everyone to be treated equally, have equal rights. And that is one of the reasons why we vote. It is not only important to vote for the president, but as it is also important to vote for other officials, because as Sister Cynthia said, if there is a tie vote, then the House of Representatives will pick who the president is. So therefore, it is important to vote for your House of Representatives. It's important to vote for your councilman. It's important to vote for the U.S. Senate. It is important to vote for every elected official because your vote counts. One thing that I learned this year, this was the first year that I personally did a mail-in ballot. And I encourage, if you didn't do a mail-in ballot this time, I encourage you to do it next time, because a lot of times, in times past, I have gone to the ballot to vote, and a lot of the stuff that was on the ballot, I had no idea of what it was. So I'm sitting there trying to think, how am I going to vote for this when I don't know exactly what it is I'm voting for, or I don't recognize the name for who I am to vote for. So when you do the mail-in ballot, you can actually sit at home, go through the ballot, and search the person. Search the issue so that you can make an informed decision, so that your vote can really reflect who you want to be in power and what laws and ordinances and everything that you want in place. So I encourage you that if you did not do a mail-in ballot this year, that next time that you do. This is Minister Erica, and I am the last prayer lead for today. Father, we love you and we thank you. Father, we lift you up and we magnify your name, God. Lord, we pray that you would just have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way today, oh God. Move on the hearts of your people, Lord. Encourage us today, oh God. Encourage us to do your will, Lord. Encourage us to do as you have planned for us to do. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you and we lift you up. We magnify you. We praise your name. We glorify you today. We thank you, God. We trust in you, oh God. We trust in you. The song today that Sister LaShonda played, it says, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Lord, we know that you will never fail, and we thank you for that. We thank you for always being there for us. We thank you for leading us and guiding us, God. We thank you that we can trust in you. When we can't trust in the world, we can trust in you. When we can't trust in our elected officials, God, we can trust in you. We trust in you because you are Lord of Lords, and we trust you, God. You are King of Kings, and we trust you, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and we trust you, God. We put our trust in you today, oh God. We ask that you will give us the wisdom and the discernment to make good decisions, God. But we trust in you, oh Lord. We ask that you will give us the wisdom to elect the right officials, oh God, but we trust in you today, oh God. We put our trust in you today, oh God, and we thank you for it. We thank you that you have made us the head and not the tail. We thank you, oh God, that we can put our trust in you, oh God. We thank you that we can lean on you, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you that as we go forth throughout the day that we can trust that you will provide for us. We trust you, oh God, today. We lift you up. We magnify you, oh God. We trust in you, oh God, today. We trust you. We trust that those who will be elected will do your will, oh God. We trust that those who will be elected will have the interest of the people, oh God. We trust, oh God, that you will have your way in the hearts of the people that are elected. We trust that you will have your way in the lives of the people that are elected, oh God. We trust in you today, oh God. We trust that our votes will count. We trust that our votes will count. We trust that as we will have protection as we go to the voting ballots, oh God. We trust you, oh God. We lift you up. We magnify you, God. We ask that you lead us and guide us today. Lead us and guide us as we go forth. Lead us and guide us in our votes. Give us discernment, oh God. Give us discernment that we will understand the motives of the candidate. Let us understand their motives. Let us understand their rhetoric, oh God. Let us understand right and wrong that is in their campaigns, oh God. We ask that you would just give us the wisdom, give us the knowledge, give us the understanding, oh God. Let us go out and vote, oh God. And if we choose not to vote, oh God, that is our choice, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to have the choice. We thank you for allowing us to have the choice of which candidate we want. God, we thank you for allowing us to have the choice of whether or not we vote, oh God. We thank you for giving us the choice. Let us choose wisely. Give us wisdom in our choices. Let us choose to vote. Let us choose the candidate that will serve you. Let us choose the candidate that will lift up your name. Let us choose the candidate that will surround themselves with people that are worshiping and praising you. Let us choose the candidate that will put in place the rules and the laws that govern us, that will be for us, oh God. Let us choose right, oh God. So we lift our hands to you today, oh God. We bow down before you, God, and we ask that you will give us wisdom, that you will move through us, oh God, that you will use us today, oh God. Use us today, oh God. Use us to touch someone and encourage them to vote. Use us to touch someone, oh God, to encourage them to choose today, to choose right, oh God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We lift you up. We magnify you. We say, have your way right now in Jesus' name. Have your way in the lives of your people, oh God. Have your way in the lives of each and every person that is on this line today. Have your way right now, oh God. Have your way, oh God. We trust you, oh God. We are trusting you for the healing of Sister Keitha. We are trusting you for Sister Mina and Brother Derek. We are trusting you, O God, for the healing of Brother Bernard and Myron and Marion, O God, and Mercedes, God. We are trusting you for healing. We are trusting you, O God. We believe in you. We love you, O God, and we thank you, God, because you are our provider. You are our healer. You are our Lord. You are our King. You are our King. You are the Lord God Almighty, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, oh God. We're praying for each and every person that is on this line today, oh God, and everything that they are in need of and everything that they are going through, and we ask that you will touch right now. Touch the situations, oh God. We, where there is increase needed, God, we ask that you will provide, oh Lord. Where there is decisions that are on the line, we ask that you will give wisdom, God. We ask that you will touch each and every situation, God. Where there is healing needed, God, by your stripes they are healed. And we thank you for it, Lord. We are thanking you in advance for those things that we need. We are thanking those things that are not as though they were, oh God. And we thank you for it, God. We thank that we thank you that we can trust you and know that it is coming, that our breakthrough is coming. The chains are falling right now. We trust you and thank you, God, that we can look forward and see you, oh God, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We thank you, oh God. We lift you up and we magnify you, oh God. We trust you today, oh God. When we can't trust in the world, God, we trust you. When we can't trust in our leaders, God, we trust you. When we can't trust in ourselves, God, we trust you. When we can't trust in our jobs, God, we trust you. When we can't trust the world, God, we trust you. Our trust is in you, and we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you that we have a God that we can trust. We thank you that we have a God that we can look up to. We thank you that we have a God that is set on the hill, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for loving us so much that you gave your Son to die for our sins, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you do for us and all that you are. And we lift you up today. We magnify you, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all so much for joining us today on the prayer line. This week we are praying for our elected officials, for the government. I encourage you to continue to pray for those who are in rule over us, but trust God because he never fails. Today is Wednesday, and we are sowing our midweek sacrifice of $24. You can sow your seed by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go by the website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. Right after this prayer call, we will have Daily Bread on YouTube. So go by the YouTube channel and get your Daily Bread. I believe today we're going to have a special guest on. And then this evening, we will have our midweek service. Thank you all again for joining us today. Sister LaShonda, are you able to play a little bit more of that song for us as we're leaving out?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know where you want me to rewind it back to the trust in God portion, or you want me to?
Yes.
Okay, let me.
Thank you.
Y'all bear
Let's
with
trust
me.
In
Give
God
me
today, everybody. Mm-hmm. Just remember that no matter who the president is, we trust in God.
Yes, that's going to help. Never forget.
Never forget. He will never forget.
I trust in God.
Yes, yes.
I say you're the one who will never forget. He will never forget.
As you go through the day, as you go through the rest of your day, just trust in God. Do your part, but trust in God. You all Amen. Have a great day. God bless you.
God bless
Until
you.
Daily bread.
God bless you too.
God bless everybody.
God bless y'all. God bless you.